Thank you, everybody. So I'll now reopen the meeting. I'll get the time right this time at 4:19. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. The licensing panel have reviewed all of the statements provided to it and the various submissions that we have been provided with. We have listened to the statement by the police licensing officer and the license holder. By taking everything into consideration, it is the decision of this panel to agree the applicant's request and revoke the premises license to serve alcohol relating to this premises. The points I would make: it's very clear that Mr. Rashid understands the intricacies of the United Kingdom PAYE, VAT, etc. legislation, but has failed to check other important legislation, such as the eligibility to work in the UK legally. There is also evidence that this is not the first offence, going back to the police statement that in 2015 the police uncovered another person who had allegedly worked at the premises illegally, and we presume that's not a family member. Secondly, Mr. Rashid clearly did not take his responsibilities of being a personal license holder or the designated premises supervisor seriously, or even understand them when questioned. We would expect someone of 17 years' experience to check the right to work status, and there can therefore be no excuse not to do so. Evidence from the police show that no records or systems whatsoever were in place proving that checks had been made. And those are the reasons we have made this decision. You have 21 days that you can appeal, 21 days from today's date, and the appeal will subsequently be determined by a magistrate's court. So thank you very much for your submissions, but that is the decision of this panel. Thank you. And I'll close the meeting at 4:22.